In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. Today we speak with Matthew Deluz to talk about something called the second net. But first, we hear another chapter from Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. Chapter 2, The Power Hungry, The Power Starved.
What is normally considered to be power is not real power at all. Chasing money, glamour, sex, wanting control over others, political and military power, all manifestations of the ego. They are often glorified forms of showing off. They dwell in the currency of the ego, and they often appeal only to other egos, so they're subject to people's whims. A person can be rich and successful and still be very weak. Money doesn't give you real strength. It just keeps you comfortable while you experience your dysfunction. The world of the ego is brittle, fragile, and insecure. It never really feels safe, and it has no lasting worth. The ego's world dies. More often than not, it self-destructs. With the explosion of the mass media and the information superhighway, glamour, hype, and showing off have replaced true worth. The 30-second soundbite is more important than real facts. A glossy, skimmed-down version of life is all that anyone has time for, as each vies with the other for a momentary place in the sun. Many people are victimized by their egos. They feel power-starved, and so they crave to be special. Of course, everyone is special in their own spiritual way, but the mass media has heightened people's need to seek fame and attention. Thirsting for power, in the ego sense of power, they go through the ludicrous chase of trying to be important, trying to become special in the eyes of others, seeking praise, seeking status. This frenetic chase destroys and saps their energy. Because the ego is insecure, its fears need to be quelled, so it dominates our psychology, firing off endless demands. It desperately wants things, right now, that will help it feel better. We're programmed as children to make the ego important and to try to keep it happy, and this mesmerizes us into reacting to its every need. We don't realize that controlling the ego through discipline is a lot simpler than trying to satisfy it all the time. By gratifying the ego, one may get a fleeting respite from its cravings and demands, but then it's on to the next gratification. The ego always wants more. It's life on a mouse wheel, each trotting as fast as possible to stay in the same place. Endless effort, misspent on illusion. You can see why people are programmed into it. They are psychologically immature. It's all a bit sad. Trying to be someone comes from an insecurity which stems from the ego's need for observers and admirers. It needs acknowledgement and stimulation to feel solid. But leaning psychologically and emotionally out into the world, demanding to be noticed, trying to be cool, seeking approval and acceptance, trying to impress, seeking praise and respect, creates imbalance and weakness. It is, in fact, an affirmation that says, I'm not okay. I need others to approve of me in order to feel secure. By leaning psychologically, you weaken yourself. Imagine constantly leaning forward at a severe angle, reaching out. You're perpetually poised, heading for a fall. Trying to win people over and hoping the world will accept you for your wonderfulness is futile and weak. It destroys your real power. The stress of it can make you ill. Even if you get what you want, it rarely lasts. Today's success becomes tomorrow's rejection. Leaning psychologically is a fault. It undermines what you are. Gradually, you become the manifestation of other people's reality, subject, of course, to all their fickle whims, moods, and power trips. By accommodating the ego in this way, you drift from the real spiritual you that dwells within, which is contained and solid, to a fake you that is brittle, self-indulgent, and powerless. You can tell people how marvelous you are, and 100 others can sing your praises and pump your worth, but all that is PR and hype. In the end, you're only worth the etheric feeling you exude. That is a spiritual, metaphysical reality. Everything else is illusion and dysfunction. If you want to be accepted, accept yourself. If you want to be acknowledged, acknowledge yourself. Simple. Let's leave hype and clatter, which are weak, and head to the less obvious, silence, where consolidation and real strength lie. Psychologically and emotionally, life is the same as walking for most people. They constantly lean into life, yearning, dreaming, pining. They're often dissatisfied with what they are and with what they have. Instead, they seek someone or something to lift them up. They want to be declared special. They want life easy, delivered on a plate. In the process of leaning, they trash their emotional balance and drift from one gratification to another. They exist at the edge of their balance and their ability to control. One adverse condition, a casual remark, a small setback, and their energy collapses. Psychologically and emotionally, they fall on their noses. The initial point in consolidating your silent power is to discipline yourself to stop leaning. When you are the most desperate to lean in on other people, that's when you should exercise control. The game is called Stand Straight in Life. Not many have heard of it. First, don't lean towards things you don't have. Affirm, visualize, and take action instead. Second, try not to lean into the future by talking or thinking about it constantly. Instead, take time each day to make the now special, honoring what you do have and what you have achieved. Avoid what I call planitis, endlessly making plans and talking about them. One day, someday, trashes your power and gets you nowhere. No results and no action. Third, start to design your life so that you don't require things from others. Try to need only those things you can get yourself, and don't suck on people emotionally or intellectually. When you lean psychologically or emotionally on people or toward them, it's a sure sign of insecurity. It makes others feel uncomfortable. They resent the weight you are trying to lay on them, and they will react by denying you. They don't like your self-indulgence, and your insecurity reminds them of their own vulnerability. It rattles them. Animosity builds. Consciously and subliminally, they sense the weakness your leaning creates. It robs them of energy and crowds them. They have to buy into your needs and emotions when they would prefer to concentrate on their own. They don't like the imposition, and often they react negatively, even if they don't say so. Alternatively, they accept the imposition of your weight, but then they feel that they can take advantage of you emotionally, sexually, or financially. They will feel empowered to use you, or deprecate you, or discredit you in some way. Remember, when your energy touches others, they subliminally know if you're weak or strong. It affects how they see you. I'm sure you know what I mean. Visualize someone who leans on you. Replay in your mind the emotions and thoughts that their leaning generates in you. Remember how you react to their sometimes desperate needs. Notice how often they rob you of your energy, how in minutes you feel exhausted. Don't do that to others. It disempowers you. A little unemotional leaning in some circumstances can be okay. Others may feel pleasure in supporting you or assisting you, but too much leaning and they will vote no. It does not mean that you can't ask for help. Sometimes you can, but there's a difference between asking dispassionately for help and constantly leaning on others emotionally, demanding that they ameliorate your inadequacy or insecurity. Thus, an important first step in silent power is don't lean. It's obvious, but most don't know it. When you're frantic for people, your needs have an air of desperation. They weaken you and push things away from you. Have you ever had a romantic relationship where the other person was all over you like a hot rash, desperate for you? What did you do? Probably for the first few days you enjoyed the attention, but then on day three you gave this man or woman a hard time and you started to tow him or her around by the nose. You enjoyed that for a bit, but in the end, this desperation and insecurity bugged you. Eventually you tossed the person out. When you're in love and you crave someone, if this individual keeps his or her distance or retreats from you, then your desire increases. If this person advances too far forward, your desire lessens or may dissipate completely. When you're desperate for a deal and you lean into it, You push it away, and or you wind up paying more. It's called wanting it tax. Before every deal, take a moment in the hallway to remind yourself that you don't need it. If you don't get it, it doesn't bother you. If you do get it, it'll be under your terms and you won't pay too much.
That was Chapter 2 from the book Silent Power by Stuart Wilde, The Power Hungry and The Power Starved. We're bombarded with propaganda daily by the alternative media as well as the mainstream. Past guest Dr. Judy Wood had suggested that the 9/11 truth movement was created before the events of September 11, 2001. If that's the case, those involved in building the psychological operation, or PSYOPs, knew there would be a flow of people who wouldn't believe the 9/11 Commission report. So a large arena is built to corral those searching for more information. This is a variation of what our returning guest, Matthew Deleuze, calls the second net. Some of us have our gills caught, tangled, twisting in the deep sea, a target for predators that know there will be easy prey in the net. Professor Eric Larson talked in depth about gatekeepers within the so-called progressive left, infiltrating liars acting as journalists. But Matthew's work focuses on the industry of alternative media itself, the Walmarts and Home Depots of truth. Matthew's work can be found at matthewdeleuze.com. He's the author of 3 books, You'll Be Wiser When You're Older, The Stars Are Falling, and Is It Me for a Moment? Breaking the Serpent's Spell. We welcome back Matthew Deleuze to talk about his work in continuing the ongoing exposure of the second netting. Matthew Deleuze, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeff. Nice to be back with you.
Well, you've written some very interesting material on something called the second net, and you've posted a recent article on it, but can you tell listeners what you mean by the second net?
The second net, I'd say, is a description of the truth movement and the New Age movement today. The special people in the world today believe that they've woken up to the Matrix world, which I call the first net, hence the term the second net. The first net is the world we lived in just a few years ago, where we thought everything were normal and we existed in a world that was true and honest, and we were trying to get through as lives the best way we can. Now, these certain people, most of them just went through, were triggered emotionally to seek out the truth. Something was set off inside them to force them in a way to seek out alternative information. Speaking of personal experience, I went through something in the mid-90s. I've been at this since then. In my case, I was emotionally triggered through many events in my life that made me question everything I was living and how I existed. Some people, a lot of people these days, are triggered by world events like 9/11. 9/11 was simply a big trigger to a lot of people, and it made them aware that the world wasn't right and they had to check into things. What I call the second net is where the people go when they've escaped from the first net. Obviously, I might be a bit crude calling it a second net off the top of my head, but I've been researching this for many, many years. I haven't just decided to start talking about a second net now. In fact, I first started writing about the second net in 2007, 2008.
Oh, really? What can you talk about that briefly so listeners have an idea of where you're coming from?
Well, for some reason, and you know, Jeff, I'm not a showbiz person. I'm not a media star. I'm grateful you have people like me on your show that's normal working people. But for some reason, be it a spiritual quest or whatever, I ended up behind the scenes in the truth movement and the New Age movement because I started writing about my experiences of waking up. And I automatically assumed when I went into this New Age and truth movement, everybody thought the same as me or had the same ideology as me and the same aims. And I came to an abrupt halt straight away as soon as I entered it, because the people I was meeting in it didn't seem to have the same desires as me or the same hopes as me. I was seeing people that were only interested in what they could sell and how much money they could make. And it appeared to me when I went in trying to speak my part of the truth that these people were only interested in you if you were a showbiz personality that could attract the most amount of attention and therefore create webbits and sell things for them. In 2007, 2008, I were offered to do things. If I did things, I could become more popular. I'd be promoted and hyped. I'd call it hyped, not promoted, because that's what I see happen. But I'm not concerned about that side of things. I can only give my opinions on that because of personal experiences and the direction I was pushed in. What concerns me is that many, many people who think they're waking up to what's going on in the world are being pushed down a path to the same people at the same time. This is what concerns me at this present moment in time, because it's not adding up to a truth movement that believes in free flow of information and supplying the truth. My own personal opinion is when these special people are triggered to seek the truth, it's caused from spiritual desires within them. Something has triggered the spiritual desires in these people to seek out the truth. Someone's pushed them, saying, come on, wake yourself up, something going on, start looking, start thinking for yourself. But apparently, when people do this, they look for comfort, they look for comradeship, they look for help, they look for people that are having similar experiences. And they basically, well, led into the truth movement. As soon as you enter the internet onto the truth movement or go to conferences, you're hit with all this information. And how it made me feel in the last few weeks or months is that the second net, the truth movement, the New Age movement, mostly attracts our emotions. That's what it does. It's taking your emotions that you once had for the first net, the world that we used to live in, the matrix, if you want to call it that. And then we end up directing our emotions into the truth movement and the second net, as I call it. The only thing that's happened is because we see the first net, the real world as we once lived in, we lose our emotions towards it. Once you see it's a fake, then you've no emotional connection to it. So I personally believe that the second net has now collected them emotions and put all our emotions into the second net. Now, that's fine if the truth movement and the New Age movement are honest and genuine, and they're going to lead us to freedom and what have you. But if it's just the same as the first net, then the same forces are receiving that emotion. Emotions are used to create energy. And I personally believe, Jeff, that the second net is just doing the same thing as the first net.
Your work, Matthew, in analyzing the structures and method in how emotional and human emotional energy is taken by various apparatus in our environment, I would see that that type of work would enable you to see through some of the scams in the truth movement, and to describe it as continuing to take human emotional energy as a currency, as one of the currencies, is really fascinating. And it totally makes sense to me that that is something that you would be able to detect right away.
Well, yes. Basic thought on the matter. If my theories are true about the first net and how emotional energies are taken off us by going to pop concerts and going to New Year's Eve parties and in front of Ferris wheels, and there's no difference in that than somebody going to a massive truth movement conference or talk or lecture and the same thing happening. Obviously, the elite in the alternative movement today are attracting big crowds. Obviously, David Icke attracts the most, I think, as a single individual. But I'm not just talking about David Icke doing his turns at Wembley. But it is a good example of how programmed people, because let's face it, there's no difference in religious programming than programming that goes on in the truth movement. And people are being attracted in large numbers, and they're going to public places on ley lines, if Wembley's a ley line, and they are basically dancing around like monkeys and giving off their energy. There's no point me exposing things like Glastonbury and what happens at Christmas and New Year, and then the people in the truth movement go and do the exact same thing. This is what's made me attracted to the second net in the first place. We all know of the Pied Pipers in the normal world. We all know about religion and pop stars getting us to go and surrender ourselves at events. The way the truth movement is going in 2013 and 14 is it's gone down the exact same path as they tried to as they existed in the first net. This is what sets me off, because the truth movement pronounces itself as it lets everybody have a speech. You know, we've even got the alternative view. I mean, this new TV station that's setting up People's TV. Very good idea. Let's all go and tell the truth on People's TV. But it doesn't work like that, because if you research the truth movement itself and you start by going back a few years where everybody had a little blog and everybody were trying to say this and everybody was showing pictures of obelisks and this, that and t'other.
Right.
The same thing is happening now, because all them people did on them little blogs was provide little stories for the elite in the truth movement. And what they used to do, especially David Icke Headlines and other and InfoWars and websites like that and alternative news sites, they put little links onto little blogs with little stories on as everyday fodder. They used the little people in the truth movement, and myself included, as everyday fodder. And they're used to attract them to the big sites. And because your fodder is put on their headline pages or whatever, then that attracts them to the information that's already on the big site. In other words, everybody else's work is meant to look inferior, and the work on the elite site is meant to look superior. Therefore, it becomes more and more popular. And I think the People's View TV or something like that is going to do exactly the same. It's going to use little people on little blogs to fill in as fodder news, and the attraction to the elite will take place in that sort of situation. Now, this is all well and good if the elite people in the truth movement, and it is getting very elitist, it's all well and good. That's fine. As long as these people doing these things are genuine. That's what really matters. It's the genuinity of the people that's standing up and saying this is the truth. Because, you know, that's what it all boils down to. But the way I see it at the moment, the truth movement is just full of hypocrisy, lies, everything. There doesn't seem to be any truth whatsoever being said, apart from you've got to do as I say. You've got to. It's like a big brother's coming out of it. Very few faces are controlling the many. I'd like to remind your listeners that that's exactly what the first net was, wasn't it? A few elite telling all the people what to do and where to do it. And that's what gets me. Now, I'm not here to say who's telling lies or who's telling the truth or whatever. But what I do want to get across for people is at least look into it and see what you're actually doing. Just step back from the hype and have a look about what's actually happening in the truth movement, and then compare it with what's actually happening in normal life, the thing that we thought was fake, because it's not changing at all. I also realise that many, many people at this present moment in time are feeling frustrated about the truth movement itself and where it's actually going. If it carries on the way it's carrying on, Jeff, then the only thing I can see is it's just a repeat of the first net. That's what I meant by the second net. It's just the same as the first net. It's just got a different name on it.
Matthew Deleuze, I had seen the mainstream media being influenced by the second net early on. And so I saw that interplay of the stories that are being created in the second net, in the small blogs and things like that, specifically about GMO food, specifically about geoengineering, but that the topic of geoengineering had come up in the spraying of the skies, but it was in the context of a proposal. So the issue had come up in the mainstream media news from it bubbling up from the second net, but still it wasn't addressed the way it should have been. And you see the information basically compromised in the first net. But you're saying now we're at a point where the second net is compiling all this information into a one-stop shopping for truth.
There's no difference within the Matrix world and the truth movement at the moment. The only difference is the information that's being used as a Pied Piper. We're all attracted by different information. And the truth movement, especially some of the elitists, are combining everything together to attract, just to simply attract people. It doesn't matter what, they're just using every angle they can to attract people. They're using UFOs, they're using reptilians, they're using politics, they're using black ops, anything they can to get people to all come to in the same place. Now, the only when you start seeing that happen, it's not specialists, it's all directed to everybody to come into one place, then that's what starts me off seeing that the emotions of these people are being collected again. If you go back to the Second World War sort of Pied Piper, and then you had Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler started off with nothing, but as soon as he started using his guile and his power, he soon had the full backing of the German people. Now, we can see that the German people at that time were hypnotized and under a spell of Adolf Hitler. We can see that now, all these years later. But the same sort of trickery and stuff is going on now, and we're just blind to it. We're just pretending it's not happening. Now, I'm all for overthrowing oppression and stuff. I'm all for that. And if that's what the truth movement's going to achieve, then fair enough. But we've got to be careful that we don't go down the path where we're going to entrap ourselves in the same system we're trying to get out of. Because when you look back in history and all the different movements there's been and all the different Pied Pipers there's been, you'll come to realise that not one single movement has actually helped the human race. It might appear to in the history books that a Pied Piper stood up and said a few nice words, and it might, but you know, you can have Gandhi saying this, you can have Gandhi saying that, you can have John Lennon saying this. There's many, many, many Pied Pipers that's been used in this world, and they've achieved, we're giving them due respect, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The world is in a terrible state. It's on the edge of destruction. And for some reason, the people that have the emotional desire to wake up and to see what we're going on are suddenly going down the same path again. We've got as Pied Pipers, we've Alex Jones, we've David Icke and a few others, but mainly those two, and they're leading us into a movement, but where is it taking us? Don't get me wrong, I think David Icke's done a lot of good work. I think Alex Jones is passionate and he knows what he's talking about on that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But are they telling us the truth? Are they leading us somewhere? You know, let's at least question it.
Yeah, yes, you had written in your article, Marionette and Muppets, would they give you the technology to use against them? Can you explain that concept?
Well, we'll have to go back to the first net again. Let's just remember what these people have told us in the last 15, 20 years. Because I'm finding out that the people in the truth movement have very short memories. Let's look back at what the truth movement tells us about what goes on in mainstream. Aren't we told that the TV blasters with subliminals? Aren't we told that these things go on all the time? It's the hypnotist in the living room, the TV set. Yeah, where's the truth movement going?
you're just tuning in, we're speaking with researcher and author Matthew Deleuze about something called the second net.
With the greed and the money that they seek it, they're sending us, they put in his own TV station now, the People's Choice. There's umpteen alternative news TV stations on the internet now.
Right.
In England, we have the Edge TV show. These people are telling us we shouldn't be watching TV, yet they're selling us TV. Now, unless we're going to raise his awareness to what's going on and actually do something about it, we're just falling into the same trap. What is the difference in us watching programming and propaganda on mainstream TV and watching programming and propaganda on alternative TV? The truth movement has been hypnotised to believe that the word alternative means it's honest and true. Absolutely ridiculous, easy hypnotism is going on to people. They're deluded. They're absolutely deluded. If we're truth and we're awakening and we're going to amass superior intelligence and get us the spiritual powers back, then what we're doing the same tricks as it's already happened to us. Why is the truth movement going into TV stations and selling HD videos? We're bombarded every day with propaganda by the alternative media now, as well as the mainstream. I'm not saying one side's right, I'm not saying one side's wrong, but there's no divine movement on the planet. The truth movement is just as corrupt and just as dodgy as the mainstream, from where I'm standing. As I say, I pointed out earlier when I said the emotions of human beings are being affected again. And to go a little bit deeper on it, if you start to think about that, and it's all down to our emotions, we were emotionally connected to the real matrix world just a few years ago. Now we're emotionally connected to the alternative, the second net. I've been emotionally connected to the second net since about 2002, and I'm sure a lot of other people are, in the last 20 years or so. So let's try and make that connection, the emotional connection, because, as I say, we've had our emotions removed from the real world. We're concentrating on the truth movement. Our emotions are connected to that. What if the scam is for the people that actually control this planet? All it needs to do to keep us a prisoner here and keep us dumbed down is to get us to focus on things that they have created to sell. So therefore, if we are emotionally connected to what the serpent cult have created themselves, I call it the serpent cult, it could be the Illuminati or whatever you want to call it. If we are forced to concentrate our emotions to it, then that is what actually dumbs us down and keeps us dumbed down. The things I've gone through in the last 15 years or so, I'm convinced that if the human heart wants to seek out truth and honesty and freedom and spiritual freedom, then it will come to them if they emotionally connect themselves to wanting to do that. And that's why I think the second net is mainly there. It is to stop people seeking out their spiritual desires for freedom, and it's to deflect them from that journey. And the one I look at the second net today in 2013, that is what I see what's happening. I don't like to say that. I'd rather be marching down with a true flag and let's overthrow the Illuminati and what have you. I don't like to be saying that. But I'm sorry to say to the listeners out there that that's all I see today in the truth movement and the way it's going. It's taking our emotions away from us, Jeff, and it's focusing on the same things as we had to focus on in the first net. And all I can say to these people is free your hearts up, look again at what you're actually doing, and if you want to desire freedom, then desire freedom. Don't be a puppet. Don't go dancing on ley lines for people that you don't know what you're dancing on ley lines for. I feel very emotional about that. I hope I've made sense there, and I haven't just been ranting on, Jeff.
Well, it makes sense. If people know your work, and I know a lot of listeners do because we've had you on a couple times, and the material that you bring forth in your research, highly focused research, is controversial. You were on before July 4th this year, the reopening of the Statue of Liberty, and you had exposed what seemed to be the very first U.S. flag in the Temple of Hathor in Egypt, which I am still amazed at the similarity of the Stars and Stripes, the flag in that temple, and then the early renditions of the United States flag. It just shows you the true nature of the origins of this country. That's something you brought forth early on. And so listeners understand the larger picture that you're presenting based on, again, your highly focused research about ley lines, monuments, how energy is being fleeced, emotional energy is being taken at large events, rock concerts, gatherings, parties, significant gatherings at specific dates, times, and locations around the globe. So it does make sense to me. Very few people would recognize this because in the second net, the people looking for truth, and understandably so, considering what the mainstream in the first net brings forth, people would want something different. You're saying usually based on a trigger event, such as September 11th or maybe the London bombings. It's a normal process to start digging around online and other sources to find out what's really going on, if that's where you're going. But now the very marketing tactics that built the first net, the mainstream media, are being used on the second net at this moment, and it's something that I'm glad you're exposing.
Well, I just want people to actually look, stand back and look. It's so easy to fall into a second net when you're attracted to it and you find comradeship in it and you think you're going to go forward. But people need to step back and look at it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I work in the truth. Oh, I try to work in the truth movement. I'm not in business. I do even my writings and I send them out. I'm not expecting people to believe me. I mean, there's a lot of people in the second net, in the truth movement, in the New Age movement, that point out shills and fakes and all the time. Everybody's getting the finger pointed at them at some stage. Rightly so, I think that's what we should do. I think the truth is in the second net have been constantly programmed that they're not allowed to question the people in the elite in the alternative news. They're basically subservient, and this is amazes me from people that fought to get out of the first net, but with such passion, are so subservient in the second net, and I just think the hypnotism on display and what's been used on the truth is slightly more complicated than in the first net. I believe people can be spiritually possessed. I know we're going into a silly area here, but people can be spiritually possessed. I'll mention Adolf Hitler again and his guile and charm he had in Germany in the 30s and 40s mm-hmm. to hypnotize a full nation. The propaganda on shore in it was Germany was also very powerful. So is it not possible that some people in the truth movement, in the New Age movement, are actually possessed the cell? If there is a serpent cult, as I say there is, can we start to imagine that serpent cult needs to get your emotional connection to it? That's what it needs. That's what keeps it in control. It needs your emotional connection to it. Then surely it's going to possess, it's going to control anybody that's popular in the truth movement. They've got to be, if they're popular and they've got a lot of audience, then those are the people that will be possessed, simply because they're attracting most of the emotional energy towards it. You know? Don't get me wrong, I'm not accusing anybody of being possessed. I could be possessed telling you this story today. If I had a massive audience and I'm trying to tell you that the truth movement needs looking at, the second net needs looking at more importantly, I wouldn't be surprised if people said I were possessed. And I'm saying it to stop people going to the elite in the truth movement. That's fair enough. I can accept that.
Yes.
To your listeners today, I'm saying I do not think I'm possessed, but I don't know whether I am or not.
Right, right.
Yet the elite in the truth movement will say, they won't say that. They won't say, I don't know whether I'm possessed or not. They'll say, no, it's just propaganda being used against me, you know?
That's a good point. That's a really good point. My instincts are saying, no, I don't think you're possessed. I think you're pointing out a serious pitfall in the truth movement. And, you know, Dr. Judy Wood had mentioned that the 9/11 truth movement was created before 9/11 also. She knew about this as well.
That is how the serpent cult work, in my opinion. They know that they have to keep us connected to their invention, to their creation. That they know they've got to get our full emotional connection. That is what keeps them in charge. That's why they have royal. That's why we worship royalty and presidents. We've got to worship them through one way or another. We've got to connect to them. If they know that there's going to be an emotional outcry with the rituals they carry out, like 9/11, if they know they're planning that long and long in advance, then obviously they're going to plan to the emotional energy that were created in 9/11. And let's face it, 9/11 was one of the biggest emotional scams on the planet. The entire planet were emotionally connected to 9/11. Now, the people that control us, the serpent cult, as I call it, will be fully aware of that. And they know that people's going to disconnect from the first net, the matrix world, when these events happen. But they need to control the people's emotions and connection. So therefore, they're going to set up 9/11 truth movement. They're going to set up second net things in advance. They're going to have people ready to do it. Yeah, they're going to use the CIA people and the what have you on a physical level. But on a spiritual level, they can create anything. They can possess anybody to start something off. If the aim of the serpent cult is to make sure that we are emotionally tied down to the serpent cult, then they will do any trick possible. And this is what I want to try and get across to your listeners. What you become emotionally connected to forces your destiny. It creates your future. How many people have put their entire future into the truth movement, New Age movement, over the last 20 years? And obviously, I haven't come on your show to point the finger at call names. If I have anything to say to anybody in the truth movement, Jeff, I'll say it to the faces. You know, yes. I will say it to the faces. And them in the truth movement that know me, know I'll say it to the faces. The one thing that terrifies me is seeing a lot of people come, like they were with 2012, by grotty little businessmen and things like that. I haven't joined the truth movement for that, and I'm sure many of your readers haven't, listeners haven't either. It's something that would sicken me to be emotionally connected to a movement and have all this going on over the years to find out it's just one big joke and the serpent playing its silly tricks again. You know, I've written about how emotional energies are used at Christmas and New Year and concerts and all this for many, many years. And all I see in the second net truth movement now is the same scams being played. And if I'm wrong, please get your listeners to email me and tell me what we're doing when we're chasing TV sets and chasing concerts 20 years after we started the truth movement. Because it's just not adding up to me, you know. I hope that makes sense to you, Jeff, mate.
What I'm learning is that the content is being compromised. In fact, it's not really about the content. It's about the emotional energy being exchanged. It doesn't matter how much truth you have and are pointing out. It's helpful on some end, but it seems to me that the serpent cult, as you call it, have already factored in, have already adjusted their balance sheet for whatever damage would occur by masses of second net people learning about the so-called truth. And it's really about emotional energy once again.
Yeah, well, definitely, yeah. The serpent will use any trick to get your attention or get your emotion connection. That's why there's so many subjects. At the end of the day, the truth movement and New Age movement are doing so many different subjects to attract so many different people. That's what you've just hit the nail on the head when you've sussed out that that's the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter what's being said as the truth. We can say anything. You can make any story up in the truth movement. Somebody will follow it. It's so blatantly obvious when you step back and look at it that the Pied Pipers pipe the people in on different subjects, and yet the only thing that matters is you become emotionally connected to it. there's masses and masses of magical trickery going on in writings and books and triggers, basically hypnotising the people. And that's gone on in the first net situation, and it's certainly going on in the second net situation. Technology being used in the second net is becoming now exactly the same as the first net. HDTV shows on the internet, they can be hijacked too. They can be basically be possessed too. And I truly believe that when the Truth Movement are using the HD DVDs online or on TV, they can be actually possessed themselves. They can be hijacked. The Serpent Cult have the technology to interfere with anybody creating a Truth Movement DVD and putting subliminals in it and putting flash stuff in to flash your eyes to hypnotise and stuff like that. So it doesn't really matter if the person doing the DVD has the best intent in the world and is 100% honest and genuine. Once their stuff goes on the internet, then it can be affected by psyops or spiritual people that know what they're doing. And basically, they use it to hypnotise and mesmerise and mislead. You know, that's why the internet was basically created. It wasn't created for us truthers to find the truth and email each other. It was created for the same reasons as TV was invented. That's why people on this planet at the present moment in time, even poor countries, they're getting computers thrown at them and HD quality computers. It's nothing. It's not so we can us truthers can pass the truth on. It's so we can be flashed and hypnotised by the very people that claim to be waking us up. But unless we delude ourselves and think, oh, the internet's there to wake us up, then we're never going to get anywhere. You know, serpents control us for thousands of years. If people are up and down in the Truth Movement, don't think they've invented the internet to hypnotise you even more than the TV did, then I think I'm in wrong. I think I've got the wrong hobby and I think I'm in the wrong business because I'm just wasting my time. That's how I feel on the matter. It's blatantly obvious if you step back and look. Instead of being hypnotised and Pied Pipers to dance around the people in the Truth Movement when we do not know whether the people in the Truth Movement are telling the truth or not. And as I mentioned earlier, Jeff, for some reason, I don't know why, I ended up seeing behind the scenes in this Truth Movement. And I'll be honest, and as honest as I can be anyway, I never met an honest person in it. Mm. In person. The people I met when I went to HTV and things like that and shook hands with these people, they were basically grotty businessmen that would have sold their mothers for $50. And that has been honest with your listeners. And I certainly won't be on this phone now saying stuff like that unless it wasn't shown right in my face what was actually going on. You know? As I say, I don't know how I ended up in that position to see these things. But that's my impression that the Truth Movement gave me.
You know, the gatekeepers of the second net are known to lift material, and even your material, Matthew, you've pointed that out on your site. So I think it is important to expose that sort of thing. I know it happens everywhere. But now you've outlined the issue and the problem. Can you impart your ideas on what listeners can do about this particular topic of the second net?
Well, basically, open your eyes. The people in the Truth Movement and the people in the New Age Movement that split from looking at what was going on in the real world, we're not daft people. There's some very special people on this planet at this present moment in time that want to be free, that are following spiritual desires. The Serpent Cult, in my opinion, know this. The Serpent Cult want to stop people waking up. They want to stop people achieving their spiritual desires. And as I mentioned earlier in the day, the serpent controls your emotions because your emotions dictate your destiny. That's a major point that I believe people need to grasp. Your emotions create your destiny. If you're entranced by liars and frauds, then that's where your destiny is going. So the remedy, as I see it, my own personal experience is what I'm going through. A lot of things have been happening to me in the last 10 years. I try to report on best I can sometimes. Is you've got to really, really yearn to be spiritually free. You've got to really yearn, put your emotions into wanting to be free, and put your emotions into really, really wanting to see the world as it is. And that is, it's a very difficult thing to do, but if your heart really, 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 it's like the law of attraction in a way. If your heart really, really wants that, then there's no deception, there's no con merchant, there's no fraudster going to stand in your way. Because if your heart really desires that, then the fraudster will be uncovered. The con man will be uncovered. It might take a while, it might hurt you. But once, if your heart's dedicated to seeking the truth and seeking the spiritual justice, then it will lead you down that path. And I'm not talking as a keyboard warrior, and I'm not talking of the last 6 months, because a lot of celebrities are going to start appearing in this truth movement to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking of 15, 20 years of pain, research and experience. And I have found that if I really, really convince myself and push myself to really, really want the truth, then doors open up and the truth comes to you. I'm not suggesting to people they stop following who the favourite researcher is or whatever. If that's what they want to do, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm suggesting is look at them with open eyes and really, really desire to be free. And whatever it is, whether it's a universal force or God, or if you want to call it that, will direct you and help you. It's you that's the person that's waking up. It's not somebody on a stage that's waking you up. It's you. That's the point that really needs to get through to people. It's you that's waking you up, nobody else. If you want to go and sit in an audience and listen to someone talk, fair enough. But don't surrender your powers totally to that person, because the only thing you'll do is empower that person. That is why the planet is controlled as it is. The planet is controlled why it is, because we give our emotions to the people that rule us. So you give up your chance for whatever you want, you're giving it to them to rule you. And sadly, that doesn't only apply to presidents and royalty. That applies to the celebrities and the Pied Pipers that sprout to you and have you drooling and worshipping them. Somebody please tell me out there somewhere, waking up is done by going to listen to a Pied Piper. People do not need to look at anything apart from what's actually going on in their everyday life. And once you see what's going on in your everyday life, then, and you realise that it's a fraud, then you'll wake up yourself. You don't need to be bombarded with propaganda every day, which is what most truthers are doing. They're addicted to the information that's flying around that they think is going to send them to heaven. It's a scam on the vast majority of cases, and a very sad scam.
And I'm not sure if this is true, but have you looked at the idea that as people begin to stop giving up their emotional energy to this cult, the serpent cult, then sometimes, and I'm not sure, but it seems that when they feel a lull in the emotional energy, then they engineer catastrophes and false flag scenarios to regenerate this emotional energy for themselves again. So,
yes, exactly. The serpent cult does that all the time. That's what it needs to do. That's why it does it. That is the main reason why the rituals they carry out happen. It's like a lot of people going to church and filling the plate up with money. It's an act that needs to happen to keep the system going.
Right.
It's like a renewal vow. You know, the emotions are connected to their symbolism.
So how do you unplug from that?
Well, as I said, you've got to have the desire in yourself, and it's a real strong desire you need to see through it and trust in yourself to achieve what your spiritual guys want to achieve. I suppose it's on a par with religious praying. That's why they get people into churches to get on their knees to pray. It's to pray to the serpent. Well, the same thing on an individual level is you basically pray for yourself to see through these things. Instead of signing over all your power to whoever's got you on your knees, you actually invigorate yourself by doing self-prayer. I'd say it like a prayer. But I don't mean a religious prayer. I mean talking to yourself and making sure that you really, really want to see the truth. And you will eventually you will be empowered and things will unfold and show you the truth. That's why the world's here to give you the experience that you really want. It's only because it's been manipulated and we give up those things to other people that leaves us like slaves and empowers them. That's why there's very few people on the planet that live like gods. And the vast majority of the populations are starving, hungry and cold. It's only the basic principle that they give their emotions away. They give their emotions to somebody else, so they're rendered without power, without self-esteem, without anything. And that's how it works. And the serpent knows that's how it works, and that's why it does all the tricks that it does. It's as simple as that, in a way.
Well, Matthew, I really appreciate you detailing that this complicated information, and it's not a popular thing to do. As always, you come up with really important research. If listeners want to reach you, how do they do that?
We have a website up at the moment, OneBallMedia.com, or they can. It's connected to my name as well, MatthewDeLuz.com. It's the same website. And they can email me there, and I'll answer any questions they have if they want. Try to, anyway.
Well, Matthew, very few people have brought a significant critique on this, and you brought a real spiritual critique, which I think is vital to understand and explore. Thank you so much again for being on In Other News.
Welcome there, anytime.